coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
And God said, the Spirit was present. And the Bible lets us know it's the Spirit of God that created everything. When God spoke, His Spirit brought it to pass. His Spirit brought it to pass. The Word of God is energized by the Holy Spirit. Yet again, the Word of God is energized by the Holy Spirit. The Word of God is given life by the Holy Spirit. Now, so what God did when He talked to the earth was to show us the earth could respond to sound, but to the sound could. So everything came out, everything in the world came out of one, earth, two, darkness, and three, water. Think about it. That's where it all came from. If that's true, imagine this. If everything came out of earth, water, and darkness, and what God did was to talk to them, it means each one of them could respond to sound. You see it? And the importance of sound here is the sound code. The importance of sound here in my address today is the sound code. It's about the sound code. For example, in salvation, the Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, there's no other way to receive salvation, no matter what words you use. He tells you, you must confess Jesus Christ as your Lord. But that will not even work until there's a connection from your heart. He says, believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead, which means the Jesus that you will confess as Lord is not Jesus of Brazil, is not the Jesus who's South American, is not the Jesus the footballer. He says, it is the Jesus whom God raised from the dead. Your heart must accept and believe that. And then when you confess with your mouth that that Jesus is Lord of your life, salvation works. Otherwise, the code is missing. It will not work. Now let's go again. Romans chapter 10 from verse 8. Let's look at it again. Romans chapter 10 verse 8. But what said it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word is near you. He says it's so close, it's in your mouth and in your heart. The word of salvation, the word of faith, is in your mouth and in your heart. They've got to work together. Now, go on. Next verse. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart. See, your mouth and your heart. Your mouth and your heart. Your mouth and your heart. So, which means, if you asked me to say, come out to a devil and say, come out in the name of Jesus. And you said it to me in English and told me to say it. But I didn't understand what you said because I didn't speak English. And I memorized what you said and repeated it. It will not work. Because it has no meaning in my heart. You see it now? So language is what we say it is. And language is so important. Words are what we say they are. They must have a meaning. That meaning is determined in your heart, in your spirit. So that's why, even though one makes a confession of the Word of God, until that confession has a real meaning in your spirit, it will not work. Though you're saying what you believe or act in your head. I'm healed. You can say I'm healed 10 times. I'm healed. And you will not come out with any healing. Why? It's not working with your heart. It's got to have meaning in your heart. And notice, once it has meaning in your heart, there's no more doubt. You just know, because it's in your spirit. You just know. And then you've hit the right sound code. You see, from that moment, it works. It produces results. How many of you are following this? You following it? Okay. Now, I said the reason is God already introduced the sound code into creation. So when we speak, we're using codes. The languages were not formed by God. Languages were formed by men. And that's why they can continually be developed by men. But whatever we speak only helps to communicate what we have inside us. So language itself is man-made. What's important is the sound code. That means, what does the sound mean? What is the meaning of the sound? What is the meaning of the sound? If both of us agree between us that means come, nobody else may understand. But when I go, you start coming. Because between us, we have agreed that that means come. You understand that? Now, if I say, ha ha, means be healed, and we are in agreement that ha ha means be healed, when I say to you, ha ha, you say, glory to God, ha ha ha, I am healed, glory to God. You see, because we are in agreement that that's what it means. Now, not even a devil can stand that, because he knows we have that agreement that ha-ha means be healed. And when I go ha-ha, he has to check out, because healing has to result. Why? The code is not about the language. The code is about the sound from your spirit. Can you see it? What do I want to say? It's not the way it sounds. So what God introduced was the sound code. Now look at this. I told you yesterday, sound has... we're talking about the importance of sound because you have understood the importance of words. But what you probably needed to get more was... when we say words, why words? It's about the code. That means it's about what those words actually mean. what the words actually mean. Hallelujah. So he's introduced sound codes into creation because he talked to, by sound communication, to all the elements of creation, earth, darkness, water. So each one of them responded to God, meaning that they all had sound codes, sound waves. So they responded because sound is energy. Sound has energy. And we demonstrated that yesterday. See, it's got energy. That's why you can raise your voice and have something vibrating. That's why you can play music and raise the volume. And then things are vibrating in the room because it's pretty loud. So even though you don't see them vibrating when it is low, it doesn't mean that the energy is not being transmitted. It is being transmitted all right. And then we said, if it is true that sound has energy, it ultimately means that sound is matter. You see that? That means sound is matter.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Zaria, Block 1, former Zazawa Royal Charlotte MTD Zaria. Watch with us on Sundays 8 a.m. and Wednesdays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call us on 070-3592-5330 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. Thank you and God bless you.